Okay, there you go. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Back again. Back at it. I know it's been a while. Welcome to the Start From Scratch podcast show. I'm your host, missing in action host, Troy Williams. This is Pod 205, ladies and gentlemen. Pod 205. Oh, man, it's been a while, but we're back. You know, it's the end of the year. We're getting there. Christmas is right around the corner, literally. Hope you got your shopping done. You had shopping, you're wrapping your gifts, you got your tree up, and life's lovely, okay? And life is just wonderful. Life is you know, it could be worse, right? Hope you have plans to be around some loved ones and stuff like that. I'm not going anywhere. I was going to go to San Diego, but, just other plans happened. So, we're here. We're here, man. We are here. But thanks again, as always, for tuning in. It's good to be back. It is good to be back. Oh, let's get the shadows out the way. Follow us on Instagram. Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word. You follow us on there. Haven't done anything on there in a while, but just follow us. Okay, Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word. Follow the YouTube channel, Start From Scratch Podcast as well. Make sure I got that right. yes, Start From Scratch Podcast, and then you can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter. @original_TB, because I tweet sometimes. But hey, man, look, we're back. There's a lot to get into. Like I said, holidays are here. People are, excited about getting new gifts and stuff like that. And just, it's cheerful. It's a cheerful time of the year. Lights are up. It just smells like Christmas everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? I'll admit, I'm normally not the holiday cap spirit guy, but I like this time of the year. You know what I mean? Everyone's wrapping everything up at work. You get the break off. You get a week or two off, week and a half off, whatever your situation is. People just want to be cheerful and jolly. Get a few cocktails here and there. I like this time of year. It's chill. I need to be chill. It's been a long year. It's been been long, but it went by fast. It's just a lot. Happy to wrap it up, but just take these next couple weeks off and just enjoy them. Be around some loved ones, some friends and associates, whatever, and just do some fun stuff. Take it easy. If you don't have any plans or stuff like that, if you don't have any family around, whatever, man, just do whatever makes you happy. It's not a big deal. Trust me, a lot of us are doing nothing. Okay, a lot of us are just sitting our butts at home. Okay, and just trying to relax. So, if that's you, don't feel bad about it. Okay, I'm here with you. I'm here. Because We gotta buckle up for 2024. I don't want to go in there surprised. I want to go into 2024 strapped up. Okay, I don't want to wake up in 2024 going, "Whoa, where am I at? Oh, catch me off guard." No, I'm gonna go into 2024 buckled up. Put that on a t-shirt. Okay, turn that to a meme or something. I'm going into 2024 buckled up. Okay. Strap me in. Won't be any surprises over here. But anyways, we'll talk more about the holiday stuff later. But oh man, I gotta talk about it. This Jonathan Majors situation going on here. If you don't know. I'm sure you know by now. He was found guilty. He had the old little New York trial. He got into a little domestic violence situation with a female. And let's see. He says the jury decided the now former Marvel actor was guilty of recklessly assaulting in the third degree and harassing in the second degree to his former girlfriend. His former girlfriend. White girls get you every time. I had to play that one. I'm sitting on that one for a while ever since this happened. You know, but yeah. The white girls get them. I gotta hear it again. I gotta hear it again. Let's get y'all to catch it. Jonathan Majors got by a white girl, y'all. If you didn't know, that's from the movie Get Out by Jordan Peele. That's from a scene in his movie Get Out. But yeah, poor Jonathan Majors, man. Look, man, you're talking about someone who was just getting to their peak. Just getting to his peak, man. He just signed a deal with Disney. He was about to leave all you niggas behind. He's about to leave all you niggas behind. He had a Disney deal. That's like the biggest deal you can get in Hollywood. That's like a 10-year contract. Disney / Marvel. He's gonna play a Marvel character. That's like a 10-year contract. He wouldn't have to worry about work for another day in his life for the next 10 years. He would have been set. He would have been set, y'all. He would have been set. But no. No. All white girls. Oh, they get you every time. Damn it, man. Look, someone got to make light of the situation because this is terrible. If I was him, I'd be devastated. I'd be on suicide watch. I couldn't live with myself. Literally the biggest deal of his acting career. He worked all his life to get to this point. And boy, is it all gone now. Marvel dropped him. Marvel said, we got to wash our hands clean of this, buddy. We don't want any parts of this. That's what Marvel said. He was distancing himself so far from you niggas. Oh, he was gonna leave. He was about to leave niggas in the dust. He got him a white girl. Let me see if I can find this audio. Apparently, they were having some type of argument. She secretly recorded him or something. Let me see if I can find that audio. Oh, he's about to leave you niggas behind. Ooh wee, Johnny. Okay, here we go. Let's just see what this is. Yeah, this piece of audio where he like compares this white girl. He's comparing her to Coretta Scott King, or he was trying to tell this white girl she needs to be more like Coretta Scott King. Let's just.
Period. This is period. You understand that?
Yeah.
Do you really know this? Do you really?
Yes.
Then how dare you come home drunk and disturb the peace of our house?
So she came home drunk, apparently, and he's giving this speech. We're gonna listen to the whole thing. It's 2 minutes long. Maybe not the whole thing, but I will say it is a good speech.
When we have a plan, I would like to get to the point where your friends know what job I'm on, and go, I think Rex is gonna be out of commission. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I won't. No.
You understand that? Because that team. That unit, right? Grace has to be in a certain mindset to support Coretta Scott King. You know who that is? That's Martin Luther King's wife. Michelle Obama. Barack Obama's wife.
I know, I'm not, I shouldn't have gone out. I'm sorry.
Let me just lay it out for you, right? If I am, I'm just gonna say this. My temper, my shit, my trauma, all that said, right? And I'm gonna say, I'm a great man. A great man. just for me, but for my culture, and for the world. That is actually the position I'm in. That's real. I'm not being a dick about it.
I'm going to stop it right there. If you want to listen to it more, it's on YouTube. Just Google Jonathan Majors leaked audio. But he said some interesting things. He said, look, little white girl. I need you to be like Coretta Scott King. You know who that is? That's Dr. Martin Luther King's wife. Michelle Obama. Barack Obama's wife. When I first heard this, I go, well, why are you with a white girl if you want her to be like these strong black women? Hey, but those are good women to compare yourself to. I mean, it's a good goal, okay, to want your woman to be like, these are model women, you know. But she's white, so I don't get it. Then he said, I am a great man. I am working on great things. Oh, he you know why he said that? Because he was about to leave you niggas behind. He was about to distance himself away from you niggas as far as he could. Oh, he had that Disney money. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't mean to laugh because it's real serious. Honestly, all BS aside, this is sad. Could you imagine working your whole life to get to this point and then boom, taken away like that by a white girl? He's the new poster child for interracial marriages involving black men and white women. This is the 2023 example, guys. This is what could happen to you. Man. After this, I said, man, I can't even be caught. I can't even be caught with a white girl right now. Can you imagine me just going on a date? Just outside, holding hands with a white girl, whatever. Other black people be looking at me like, nigga, have you not watched the news? Oh, this is terrible. I feel bad for him, man. Look, I hope he gets the help he needs. Cause this nigga, I saw a video of him walking out of the courtroom, or walking in the court, one or the other, and he just looked disgusted. He looked drained, depleted. He was like, damn, poor guy, man. I mean, look, he got railroaded. I was surprised this happened because I was surprised by the verdict because I was like, he really didn't do anything. All I saw was him, push her in the car, and then he was running down the street and she was running after him like the predator. I was like, if anyone should be pressing charges, it's him. This white girl wouldn't leave him alone. But no, I guess I had it all backwards. I mean, but apparently he was found guilty for, what did I say, reckless assault. Apparently she took his phone and he was like strangling with her or whatever, wrestling with her to get it back. So that was one thing. And then the other charge was, it's because he like threw her in the car and closed the door and then ran away. That's when you saw him running down the street like Usain Bolt trying to get away from this white girl. Man. But yeah, man, look, he's gonna have to start doing some independent films at this point. Hey, Jonathan Mayers, come to the Start from Scratch Studios. We will get it popping. Got some great ideas for you. Some great roles. Okay, we gonna get back where you need to be. We just gotta start at the bottom again. Okay? We just gotta pick up our pieces. Come to the Start from Scratch Studio. And let's make some magic. That's my proposal. Give it about 2 years, you'll be back at the top. Okay? Disney gonna be begging you to come back. But yeah, man, yeah, so huh. Yeah, that's Jonathan Majors, guys. I mean, I really don't have much more to say about it. I just had to, you know, point that one out. Because, yeah, like I said, it's a series of unfortunate events. But, yeah. Yeah, anyways. What else is going on, man? Like I said, the holiday stuff. Like I said, I hope you guys got some plans. I'm supposed to be going to the Niner game. That's the reason why we're not. I'm not going to San Diego. Possibly going to the Niners game. So that'll be dope. I mean, you know, Christmas is on a Monday, so you know you got Monday Night Football and things like that. So that should be fun. You know, so looking forward to that. Yeah, as far as gifts, I mean, what do people want for Christmas in these days? I mean, obviously I'm older, so it's like materialistic things don't really matter anymore. I mean, if I want something, I'll just go get it. If I really want it that bad, I'll buy it. You know what I mean? But like, unless you're about to buy me a car, you know what I mean? Like, buy me a plane. I don't know. But I'll take some socks. You know, I need some new socks. My ass socks. Could use some new socks. Some new underwear. Why not? It'll save me a trip, to be honest with you. So that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Some new Nike sweats. Yeah. Just a whole new wardrobe, honestly, would be nice. Yeah, I just need someone to just buy me a whole new wardrobe. But yeah, other than that, man, like, look, you know, I got everything I need. You know, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, it was always a new video game. You know, new NBA 2K or Madden or Grand Theft Auto. But I don't play those games anymore. Only thing I play is the metaverse, and I got a metaverse, so yeah. Yeah. So yeah, so I'm like, man, look, man, I'm just keeping it simple this year. Keeping it chill, keeping it low key. I'm not stressing about anything. I'm not stressing about anybody. You know what I mean? No, you know, it's all peace over here. So that's the best Christmas gift you can get. It's just some peace. Some peace of mind, and that's what I got right now. Okay, I don't got no one nagging me. I don't got no one saying, can you come over? Can you come over? You want to have Christmas dinner with my family? No. You want to go look? You want to go watch Christmas in the park? No. You want to go look at the Christmas lights? No. Want to get matching sweaters? No. You guys get the point. You know where I'm going with this. No. I'm doing me. Okay, chilling. Just chilling, man. But yeah, what else is going on out there, man? There's really not a whole lot. Look, man, I'm just ready to wrap this year up. That's all I got, man. That's all I got. There's really not too much going on. You know, like I said, it's been a while, so it's good to just... You know, I had to do one more little check-in with you guys before the end of the year. I doubt I'll do another one, you know, before we head into 2024. So it was just me sort of just checking in. Oh. Oh, one more thing before I go. The other elephant in the room concerning black men these days. I don't think I talked about this before, last time, P. Diddy. I think it was a few weeks ago, or maybe about a month ago now. Diddy was sued by former girlfriend, former artist, Cassie. And she filed a lawsuit, and he settled less than 24 hours for $30 million. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy. Puffy was having freak offs and doing all kind of nasty things. Puffy. Puff Daddy. P. Diddy. Bad boy. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say the allegations were true or not, and that he paid because they were true. All I'm going to say is this. If another dude asks me to call him daddy for any reason, I know something's wrong. Puff Daddy. Whoa. Why are we calling you that, sir? Okay. You just got to sit back. And, you know, in life, sometimes, especially with entertainment, you just get conditioned with things. You don't, you know, ask questions. You just accept it. Oh, his name's Puff Daddy. Okay, Puff Daddy. But let's. Oh, but now it's like, okay, let's back up here. Why are we calling Puffy Puff Daddy? Why are we referring to him as P. Diddy? Why were we even calling him Puffy? These are all very weird names. Okay, very, very weird names. And then you call your record label Bad Boy? Well, we see why. Now, this whole time, you've been being a bad boy. Puffy's been out here being a bad boy. Bad boy, baby. Take that. What are we taking, Puffy? Huh, Puff? Answer us that, Puffy. What are we taking? Take that. What are we taking? That's all I want to know. Why are we calling you Puffy or Puffy Puff Daddy or P. Diddy? And why are you saying take that? And what am I supposed to be taking? What are you giving? Pause, okay? No, I don't want what you're giving me. I'm not taking anything, Puff Daddy. Oh man, no man. I couldn't be at a Puff Daddy party. I heard some crazy things going on at a Puffy party. They call them freak offs. And you better be ready to freak off. Oh man. But yeah, what was it? Take that. Where'd he come up with that? I mean, my imagination can wonder, but you know, was he in the bedroom doing some freaky things? Take that. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put that on the record. That's a sound bite. Take that. No, I don't want it. I don't want any of it, Puffy. Take it back. That's yours. You take it. Actually, Puffy, you take it. Okay, I'm not taking anything. Bad boy, baby. But yeah, I mean, look, all these stories are coming out ever since this Cassie lawsuit. And, you know, everyone got something to say now. And allegedly, another woman came out, you know, said, you know, she was sexually assaulted when she was 17. So, I mean, by all means, this is a serious situation. And I hope none of it's true. But hey, if he's guilty, he's guilty. I mean, look. I don't care how much time has passed. If this is a behavior of yours that you've been doing for years and just never got caught or called out on, then, you know, hey, what's done in the dark comes in the light. And I'll say this, Puffy has been very quiet on Instagram ever since these allegations came out and he got sued. And he settled. He turned off his comments on his IG page. He got so fed up. Hold on. He got so fed up. What did he say? This is on December 6th. He said, "For the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation and legacy. Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for my truth. Sean Diddy Combs." He had enough. Because 50 Cent has been giving him hell. I don't know if you guys have been following 50 Cent on IG, but he has not. he's saying he's gonna come out with a documentary called "Did He Do It or Did He Not?" You know, he's been getting Puffy hell on IG. So, look, I don't know if 50 Cent being serious about doing a surviving Diddy documentary, but that would be. I'm sure people would watch. But yeah, he's been getting hell. So yeah, Puffy turned off his comments. He hasn't been going on IG Live, talking about all this, promoting his album and stuff and all that stuff. And look, he tried to come out with a new alias called Love. I think he started this campaign about a year ago. Then this year he dropped the album called Love. I knew something was wrong when he started to try this rebranding thing with Love. I was like, what did he up to? Love. How you just gonna call yourself Love? Love. How you go from Puffy to P. Diddy to Love? What he was trying to do was clean up his image because he knew these allegations were coming. And he thought if he came out on this Love campaign, this Love album, change his image, you know, it would just sweep under the rugs. Yeah, buddy, not gonna work. Cause now, I mean, cause this album did get nominated for a Grammy this year, but they said, we would appreciate it if you didn't come to the Grammy show. So they basically told Diddy don't come here. They took their invite back. Like, never mind. Look, man, it's tough. Hey, man, look, being a black man in America is already tough enough. The moral of the story is, don't hang around white girls. That's one. Two, don't be having any freaky parties. Okay? You can't do that anymore. It's gonna come back and hunt you. Okay? And that's all I got for you guys. Happy holidays. This is Start From Scratch Podcast Show. Look, if I don't see you guys or if you guys don't hear from me again this year, happy holidays and happy new year. Start From Scratch Podcast. Troy Williams. I'm out. Peace.